Hey, what's up, beautiful Bellcast listeners? Welcome to another episode.
I'm Bart, and you're listening to the soft sounds of Bellcast.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm Gio. Thanks for cutting me off, dick.
I did?
Yeah.
Well, I'm so fucking sorry.
Ooh, you're gonna get it later.
Oh, no, don't do me like that.
Oh, I'm gonna do you.
Oh, no.
You can bend over and everything.
I never bend over.
I can't do that.
What are you talking about, you freaking crazy lady?
I don't know. I can't do that. Am I a crazy lady?
Yeah.
Because of my cool pants.
I like all your crazy outfits that no one would ever dare to buy, but I fucking love that about you.
What the fuck does that mean? Give me a compliment because I'm taking it the worst way possible.
I just gave you a compliment. So like the clothes that literally
you just buy, bought the ugliest shit one would ever buy.
The shit that no one would ever even think of buying, you always buy them. And I think that's so fucking cool.
Oh.
You're like the magic school bus lady.
Oh, she dresses so weird. Let me look that bitch up. I didn't grow up watching that. Did you grow up watching that show?
I love that show.
Really?
Because they made science entertaining.
Oh, I never saw it. What channel were you watching it on?
I don't remember, but there'll be one where it's like you get to learn about your digestive system. So they made the school bus really small and it jumped into a person's body and it goes,
she's weird.
And it goes into your intestines and then goes into your stomach and you learn about the human body because you're in the magic school bus.
This bitch.
Yep.
That dress is kind of fire.
See?
I was just kidding. She's got a magnet on it. She's got a ruler, a rocket, a light bulb. It's purple with the collar.
See?
She lost me at the collar. I'm not doing no fucking collar.
Wow, what's wrong with I love collars.
I'm just kidding. Dude, I miss Sunday or Saturday morning cartoons. Not Sunday, but Saturday morning cartoons.
They still have them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're not gone.
Wait. Okay, so we used to watch...
We just don't really watch TV, but if you go on TV, I'm sure like...
Is there regular TV still?
What do we have in our... That's what your
cable.
Mom watches.
We have cable.
Yeah, that is regular TV.
No, that's cable.
Cable has regular TV on it.
Okay,
if you go
on
Channel 5, what is it? KTLA.
Oh, yeah.
That's ABC.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah,
all right,
Fox.
Oh, shit, okay, get off my back.
It has all of those things.
Are you sure it's platforms?
Yep.
Are they really?
No.
They look like platforms.
No, these are just the Van Skate highs. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Are they the cushion kind?
Of course.
Oh, that's why they look big.
Do they look big?
Are you just trying to be taller?
No, it feels comfy.
You trying to be taller so you can be tall like me?
I wish I was taller though, to be honest.
Really? Because
I actually looked into it. You know that? The surgery.
When?
I don't know, maybe like early college.
Oh, okay.
But I looked into the surgery where they, you know how there's that surgery where they break your shin and then they put
You were that insecure about your height.
I don't think I'm insecure.
What do you call that then? That you don't like your height?
Do you call wanting to have more money insecure?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe you're insecure
Because then if so, then yes, I am insecure because that's the thought process. My thought process wasn't that I'm ashamed of my height and I wish I could cover it up. My thought process was the things that I like to do, I could be much better at. If I was like 5'10 or 5'11.
But you know that surgery really fucks up your bone density.
Exactly. That's
stuff.
Why I never did it.
Oh.
But when I looked into it, because the process.
Okay, wait. You have a droplet on your upper lip that's bothering the fuck out of me.
What was it? Okay.
Because you drank your protein and it's just been chilling on top of your lip. And I'm like, he has to feel that.
I didn't feel it.
Fuck. Okay, go.
So yeah, the process was they pretty much do like it's a medical surgery. And they cut like your shin open and they put a spacer in. So now your shin is like, you could put like an inch or two, I think, or maybe three. But the problem is the healing process takes a long time. And then for all your muscles and tendons to adapt to that new length. And then I found out that you might lose some athletic ability. And I'm like, well, that defeats the purpose of what I want. Because the goal, what I wanted was I wanted to be better at basketball. I wanted to have higher hops. Like I wanted to have...
But what, I mean, what was it? Boinkins, I think his name was?
Boinkins? Did you just make up a name?
Maybe. What was his name? The short fucking basketball player. Like
Spud Webb?
Oh.
Boinkins, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
I can't believe we just made up a name.
I totally did, but I came in fucking confidently too.
Wasn't his name Boinkins?
Yeah, he was shorter than you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he had hops.
Yeah, and I'm sure if there was a surgery around where he could be 2 inches taller, he would fucking love it.
All right, I guess.
And there's only one of him too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So I actually looked into it. And then I was like, nah, that defeats the whole purpose. Like, I want to be more physically capable, not less physically capable.
Yeah.
So I'm like, nah, I'm good.
That's good.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it now? Are you still like, oh man?
I mean, I think like if there was a safe surgery now, I'd probably do it.
Wow.
Yeah, I probably would.
Because I would never want to be shorter. I've never looked into... Well, I'm a girl and usually girls want to be shorter than guys.
Yeah, but I don't know anyone that wants to be shorter.
A lot of girls that are tall want to be shorter. That's why they they hunch over so that they can fit with everyone. Like that's the stereotype. Taller girls tend to like slouch like this.
They just need taller friends.
Well, whatever, but
yeah.
that's the thing.
I see. No, I...
Girls don't want to be tall. Like they say they want to be tall, but they don't really want to be tall.
Like tall.
Tall.
Like, I mean, yeah. I think girls want to be taller because it elongates themselves. But I don't think anyone wants to be 6'3".
I mean, yeah, I guess. But I never wanted to be shorter.
Yeah.
Yeah, most I never people wanted don't.
I've never heard a 5'6" guy go, man, I wish I was 5'4".
But guys are different, right? Because guys are, at least back when we were growing up, you wanted the guy to be tall and the girl to be shorter. That's why you and I are such, like, at least in the beginning, I don't know about now, but in the beginning, it was like, oh, Bart's shorter than Gio. Like, that's a thing.
That's true. I remember the old comments.
Yeah, like, that's a thing.
That was the first thing.
Yeah, we didn't give a fuck, but I'm just saying, like, that's a thing. So for girls to want to be shorter, it makes sense.
Yeah.
For guys to not want to be shorter, duh.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. But I'm saying for me as a girl, I never wanted to be shorter. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Yeah, I don't think any girl wants to be shorter.
Oh, you fucking shithead.
I'm just kidding. No, but yeah, if they have a safe surgery now, I would be down to do it still.
Okay.
Yeah. Just also because I think like, in my opinion, I think some of the best proportions, like even just being like modeling for clothes, to me, the best proportions have always been like for a guy, like 5'11", 6 feet, like 180 to like 210, roughly around there.
But wait, to model clothes?
From my perspective.
Oh, that I'm like, no.
No. From my
perspective. Clothes do not look good that way.
Well, from my perspective.
Okay.
So like my perspective, like, cause I think, you know, generally our hands are very close to the same size. Our heads are generally the same size.
The same size of what?
There's not that much human variation.
Okay.
Just follow me.
I am.
And okay. Because you're jumping right in before.
No.
Before.
I just didn't know what you meant.
Okay. So hands, feet, and head, generally the same size. Not much variation.
Right. That's right? Not why we have like fucking 20 million size of fucking hats, gloves, and whatever.
Wait, what?
That's why we don't have like a million size choices.
Yeah. I mean, we do have still have like small, medium, large, X large, whatever.
But that's not a lot.
But the variation of it is small, right? So for gloves, each size might only be half an inch.
Yeah.
But if you're buying a t-shirt, it's like 2 inches at a time. So the variation is huge, right? So for me, because your head and your feet and your hands, they don't vary that much in size. It's generally roughly around the same size. The proportion to make your head, feet, and hands look the best, in my opinion, for a dude is like roughly like 5'11 to like 6 feet. So like, case in point, like a Michael B. Jordan, in my opinion, looks very, very good.
How tall is he? Isn't he like over 6?
No, he's probably like 5'10 to 6 feet.
Oh, I think a guy in his 6'1", 6'2", 6'3", I think that's when they look really good.
Yeah. Because like even like someone like Tim, right? Like me and Tim, we have the same hat size.
Fuck.
You know what I mean? What do you mean? Fuck. So me and Tim, we have the same hat size.
Because I think your head's already massive.
Yeah. And then he's shorter than me. And so I think like...
But he doesn't look like he has a fat head.
I think it's the rest of my face that makes it fat. But I think like...
I'm saying he doesn't look like he has a big head.
I know. Because it's the rest of my face that makes me look fat, I'm saying.
Oh.
So I think like for...
You're so rude. Ugh.
What do you mean? Well, I just practiced this thing called listening.
You fucking so rude
bastard. I don't know if you ever listen.
Welcome to my marriage, everybody.
I'm always listening to you. And I don't know if you're ever listening
you're
to me.
You're never listening
That's
to me.
That's what you think, J-Lo. I always listen to you.
I'll take it.
You actually look like J-Lo right now.
Thanks.
No, I always listen to you.
Okay, go.
I listen to you more than you think I do, you freaking bozo.
Okay, you loser.
Okay.
So, you fucking short, stubby guy.
Yeah, so like, you know, like Tim, same hat size. And even from my height, I feel like my head's kind of big. But if I was like 6 feet, then the proportions, like it just looks good, you know?
Yeah.
So I think like if there was a safe procedure, I probably would do it.
Yeah. I don't ever look down on anyone. This is even me before getting my own plastic surgery. But yeah, I would never judge or look down or call anyone out for getting any sort of plastic surgery.
Why not?
Because there was a huge stigma back in the day. I don't know about now because I just could give a fuck less. But back in the day, it was like, oh, you must be so fucking insecure. That's why you're like altering your shit. And I'm like, okay, you know? Or like, I've always been like, dude, our life on this planet is so limited. Like, fucking be bomber. If you already think you're bomb, be bomber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about the argument of like, you don't even look like your kids though?
So what? Let them look how they want to look when they get older.
Okay. So it's just like, just have fine ass parents, the most busted kids ever. But when the kids get older, if they want to get finer, they can get finer too.
I heard someone say this. I forgot where it was that I saw it, but someone's like, hey, I'm not ugly. I'm just poor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah. That's deep. Yeah. That's actually really deep. Cause if you have money,
you're fine.
Cause even like the Kardashian family, right? They always have the before and afters.
Oh yeah.
And like, so like, I guess
I hate those, by the way. So bad. Like when they're comparing like Kylie and like, what's the other girl's name? Kendall and stuff from like when they were like preteens or like barely like young teens to now adults.
Yeah.
And you see how much they've changed. I'm like, come on, we got to take into account that there's puberty that happens and makeup and shit.
Yeah, but that's the part that's not fair where they're still growing into their proportions. Yeah. There's puberty that's happening. But also whatever plastic surgery they have,
it looks good.
I can't even tell. Like they don't have the, you know, the face.
But or where their lips are so fucking big and they're
just, yeah, like the whole face is just frozen.
They can't even close. Yeah.
So they don't look like that.
They didn't get bad surgery done. Yeah, but I would never call anyone out or see them as going like, or like see them as insecure. I'm just like, oh, okay, cool. You love yourself that much that you're like, I'm not at the fucking potential that I know I could be at.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, like I can't grow taller. So I want to be that. I'm going to be that. And I'm like,
what if I were to get, what if I wanted to get a bunch of plastic surgery, like on my face? You think that'd be cool with you?
I don't care.
Really?
Yeah. I don't care.
You won't be like, oh no, it's not what I recognize you anymore.
Trust me. I didn't get with you because of your looks. I'm saying everyone out there know what I'm saying.
No, what are you saying?
No, I'm just kidding. I was just trying to say that you're ugly.
That's fucked up.
I know it is fucked up, but it's fucked up now that you say it's fucked up. But if you were joking around with me, it'd be a joke.
I know. That's why I wanted to do that. So you could think you're a bad guy. You're welcome.
But I married you. So ultimately I win. I'm not the bad guy.
No, then why? How come every time I get in trouble online, they always come and roast you?
I know.
Is that funny?
I know. Why does that happen?
Every time I like say something questionable, like on JK News or something, they're like, I can't believe you would marry a guy like that.
I know. I'm like, bitch, fuck off. Like and then I didn't even say anything.
And
then
I go on my comments and I'm like, oh, fuck. I can't believe I said that on JK News. And I look at my comments and there's nothing.
Nobody cares.
But they just go in on you. I'm like, that's so fucked up.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care.
That's funny.
I think it's hilarious because I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Damn, imagine how bad Melania Trump has it then. Because if people are hate his fucking guts,
they're
probably all up on her shit. Can't believe you would marry such a fucking guy like this.
I know. I don't know. I don't want to get in on that because that's just a whole nother can of worms and I don't want to even. Mm-mm. That's a whole another level of hate that I ain't ready to.
That's true.
Open up. Nope. But I've had conversations with several of my girlfriends that are like, oh, I want to get it, but I'm not sure if I should get it.
What do you tell them? Go do it.
No, I never give a position.
Oh.
Because I don't think that's fair.
Oh. Right?
Like, I always just listen and I really try to listen for what they're saying. And then I go based off of that. So if they're like, I don't know, I want to get hair implants. I don't know. No one said that. But I want to get hair implants. I'm like, oh, shit, sick. Like, what made you want to think about this? Oh, because, you know, like, you know, thin hair runs in my family and I just feel like, you know, I want to look this way or, you know, I don't feel very feminine or whatever. And I'm like, oh shit, cool. Are you really going to do it? Like, yeah, I think I am. What do you think? And I'm like, whatever's going to make you happy. Let's do that. Yeah. I just don't think it's fair to give a position. Yeah.
What if I want to get my eyelids done? Like a lot of Asians.
And then the double eyelids.
Yeah. And I want to look like a K-pop star.
And well, then, we need to figure out. And then
my forehead's small.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get my hair removed back here so that at least my forehead looks like a normal
forehead. You're so lucky because if you have a receding hairline, you're only going to look
normal.
I mean, you look normal now. You don't look abnormal. Yeah. Like you have a good, like there's nothing about you that stands out.
But the thing is, no one knows that I have a small forehead until I point it out. Because it's not one of those things where like it really jumps out. But look, see my forehead, it's only what, like two fingers or three fingers?
No, two.
So it's only two fingers.
Well, like one and a half. No, go higher. Go higher. There. Okay, now do the other finger. Okay, two. It's exactly two.
So I literally have a two-finger forehead, whereas most, like for
I
you.
I have a four.
So you have four, right?
And I have a big forehead.
I think three and four is normal. I don't think you have a big forehead. Oh, I think three and four is normal. Two for sure is really small. And I've known this about myself ever since I was a kid because my mom would always complain about how small my forehead was.
Aww.
And then, so when all the celebrities I started looking at, I'm like, oh, that guy has a small one.
Like who?
I forgot their names. So I don't care about it anymore.
I guess my forehead is the equivalent of, I mean, your forehead is the equivalent of my thumbs.
Oh.
Yeah. No one in my family ever made fun of my thumbs, ironically enough, because they made fun of fucking everything
they
else.
They never saw that? Saw your hand?
I don't know. I don't think they paid attention. They said I had big hands, which I definitely do, but no one ever pointed out my weird looking thumbs in my family. Yeah. And then once I saw that I had weird thumbs, or they're, I don't even think they're weird. I think they're just different, but I started noticing them on other celebrities. I'm like, oh shit, you got weird thumbs too.
Yeah, but I think I did get lucky because if I start losing my hairline,
you're good.
I just becomes normal.
Yeah, no one would ever know. They'd
it's
be
pretty
like,
funny.
Wow, did you do something different? I see more of your face.
I'm just balding, but it looks good.
But it looks damn, you got the best shit. That's tight. But real quick, let me introduce our sponsor.
Thank you to Green Chef for sponsoring this podcast. Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that makes eating well easy and affordable with plans to fit every kind of lifestyle. They let you choose from a wide array of easy to follow recipes, perfect for keto, paleo, plant-based diets, or even if you just want to eat healthier. And that's freaking cool because it's great for any type of diet or nutrition choice that you have. And the recipes are quick and easy with step-by-step instructions. And that really helps me out because there's a lot of times where I do want to venture out and try different recipes. And when you got to figure it all out yourself, sometimes you're like researching three recipes and you're trying to find the commonality between all of them. And then you go out and you buy ingredients and you have a big tub of extra this thing that you're never going to use because you just have to cover all the ingredients, right? But with Green Chef, they give you everything already pre-measured. And so it's perfect. So you eliminate food waste, which is awesome. Everything is handpicked, featuring organic veggies and high quality proteins you want delivered to your door contact-free. And Green Chef's expert chefs design flavorful recipes for a lifestyle that go way beyond the ordinary.
Well, and what's really cool, if you've worked with, if you've ever ordered HelloFresh, then you're very familiar with it because Green Chef is actually now owned by HelloFresh.
Sick.
Yeah. So now they offer an even wider array of meal plans to choose from. So if you're familiar with HelloChef, you're going to love Green Chef.
So go to greenchef.com/bail80 and use the code bail80 to get $80 off, including free shipping. That's an insane deal. Go to greenchef.com/bail80, BEAW80, to get $80 off plus free shipping. That's so awesome. Thank you, Green Chef.
And we're back. Yeah. What? How do you drink that shit all the time?
What do you mean?
This protein thing that you drink is just so nasty looking.
What
I've never.
It looks like a golden amber. What are you talking about?
It looks nasty. I think because I grew up with protein that is in a shaker bottle, that's powder.
Yeah, or I love at least, those too.
At least it's like a milk.
At least the Barbell Brigade ones.
That one is really bomb.
Yeah.
But this one, I'm like, oh, why do you drink this one?
Because I bought a whole ton of cases of them, so I got to finish them.
Before we came out with ours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just doesn't look normal or healthy. I think because it's in that format, like it's liquid, so I can't do it.
Yeah. I also just like it because it's super low calories. Like the Barbell Brigade one too.
Nice. But you're just trying to finish like a good Asian boy.
Like a good Asian boy. I need to finish all of them, even though I've had them in the garage and the sun shined on them and they're not even the same color that when I bought them for.
Is that healthy?
I don't know. I've been doing this for years as a good Asian boy.
How many cases did you buy?
I've been buying these since like when we lived in Monterey Park and then they would change color over time because I buy so many at a time and I still keep drinking them.
Disgusting. Anyway, well, no, really, are you really considering any type of plastic surgery?
Nah, I wouldn't.
Oh, okay. Because well, your ass is phenomenal.
No, well, I know all the parts that are fucked up on me. And I know the parts on me that if I changed, I think I could look...
What parts are like fucked up on better. You?
Oh, like if I was... So if I was out of myself, right? If I was a plastic surgeon and Bart Kwan, the patient, came and sit and like, do me up, make me look good, I would go to town. There's a ton of things I'd do.
Shut up. Yeah. Let's talk about that. What?
So the first, like,
I don't have a ton of shit that I want to change on myself.
So let's say it was Bart. No, I don't want to change on. I'm not never going to do plastic surgery.
No. But I know, but even those are, thoughts.
But
I
you're
don't
also
have
beautiful
those.
Though.
What?
Nothing. Got fun.
But I don't have that. Yeah. Okay, maybe one thing I would probably do is like, we have this thing. I get it from my mom.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is. But like,
I don't know what it is either. I've
here, like we
it
have
years.
Like a weird little chin and it's like a fat that just so, kind of kicks it here.
So nasty.
But even then, I don't even think it's a big issue. I think if I just were to lose more fat,
yeah,
I think it goes away and I'd have like an awesome jawline.
But you're also not looking not at like it from my angle. Killer. If you look at my angle, it's pretty horrendous.
Nah, I don't believe it. But that's about like the only thing, yeah. You know, maybe like I had like a small little pinch, like a little pinch.
Yeah.
About maybe my nose. But then I'm like, no, this is my dad's nose. I love it.
What's wrong with your nose?
Oh, like maybe a bump or something. And then I always thought, it's not big. And then I thought maybe it was a little too fat back in the day.
It's pretty fat there.
But it's cute.
Yeah, like Rudolph.
Because then I'm like, if I change this, imagine how much other shit I'm going to change. I'm like, no, thank you. But there's nothing else I would change.
Well, you look beautiful. That's what I'm saying.
Huh?
You're one of the fortunate ones.
Huh?
That's it.
Okay, well, thank you. There's so many people out there that are fucking beautiful. Specifically girls. They're so fucking
so
beautiful.
Many.
There are.
So fine.
I said beautiful.
So beautiful, sexy.
No, beautiful. And yeah. Then I hear them talking about all the shit that they want to change on themselves. And I'm like, have you looked in a mirror? What the fuck? What the fuck?
Isn't that crazy how people
perceive themselves?
Yeah, well, yeah. How people perceive themselves versus how other people perceive them.
Yes. They did this. I think Dove, of all people, did this thing. They shot this commercial where, you know, the when there's a missing person and then they're the sketch artist.
Yeah.
Okay. So they had the sketch artist in one room and then the person was a woman in the other room. And then the sketch artist is like, okay, describe what you see in the mirror to me. So the sketch artist was not looking at this person. It was only going based off of the description.
Yeah.
And when they drew it, the way that the woman described herself, the picture was so ugly. Like they focused on like the crow's feet and the saggy skin and like all the ugly parts of themselves. So when you see the sketch compared to the actual woman, it's like really eye-opening how they saw themselves.
Damn,
it
if
really
I did
sad.
It, it'd be opposite. I'm like, first start off, just
give me a six pack.
Lay a general nice foundation of George Clooney. So just kind of get that sketch in first. And then I would lay on
so
top of
that. So you're
going to
change your ethnicity completely.
No, I'm telling the truth right now. So if I was in the room and the sketch artist, I'm like.
So you're like a 50-year-old guy?
50-year-old sexy man, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, but if I were to be the doctor and Bart Kwan came, the first thing I would do is probably increase the forehead a little bit.
Oh, come on. Okay.
No. If I'm a plastic surgeon that's an artist, right?
Fine. I'm your mom in this room going, okay. Oh, come on. Okay. That's so beautiful.
The second thing is I would implant eyebrow hair. So the eyebrows thicker and I would shape them.
I didn't even realize you paid attention. I don't even pay attention to that.
So my eyebrows are thin.
That's so funny. They're that's thin. So cute.
To have thin eyebrows.
Right. I didn't even know you paid attention. Okay.
Second thing is the whole eyelid surgery to make it, that might make the eyes open up.
Really?
Yeah, that'd be the.
I love your eyes.
Thank you. And then.
You gave me the head tilt.
So I'll do that.
Thank you.
Then have a bridge and then probably more.
I love your nose.
Slightly more prominent nose.
I would never, we would break up.
Okay, fine. So I'll do that. And then probably remove some of the fat here.
But you can do that with dieting.
You can.
But you don't want to.
But you could also do an even more extreme version.
Okay.
So to have even more of a jawline.
Okay.
And then for sure braces again.
Okay.
Or maybe maybe veneers just to make it perfect. Because I have chips from all kinds of street fights. So I would just.
I would probably just, if anything, I would say, okay, maybe you can get braces again. That's about it.
Yeah. And I'm probably like,
I could get braces too.
Do veneers, you know? And then so it's no, not 20 chips. Because I look like I chewed glass.
You don't look that bad.
And then I think that's about it. That's what I would do if Bart Kwan came
so
to me.
So just your face only, nothing on your body?
Well, I don't know anything about the body.
You can literally do anything to your body. Literally anything.
Oh, shit. Well, then make the shoulders broader and the waist thinner. A more extreme V taper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I would do. And then, I don't know, you can't do height, can you? Because that's not the safe way.
I mean, you said you can. But you said you wanted to get it.
Then I would add another 2 inches to height, to this Bart Kwan patient.
That, okay. Wow. Yeah,
I'd do all that.
I can't even believe you saw the fucking eyebrow thing.
If there is like a digital renderer or a guy out there that's really good, draw this picture of what I just explained and then DM me or tag me. And it'll be funny. Watch you see this picture and you're like, babe, you got to do all these things. You have to.
No, I love you like that. Like everything you want to change is what I find so attractive
tell
on
me,
you.
Tell me.
Like the teeth for sure can like get a little bit better.
No. Start from the top. Tell me what do you find
like
attractive?
Like your forehead, I didn't even notice it was that small.
So that doesn't sound like you're attracted. It just sounds like you could deal with it.
Well, I mean, I think the whole thing is what I'm attracted to.
Okay.
Like yeah. What? So if you probably got a bigger forehead, I might not even look in your direction. You know what I mean? Because I like this.
Oh,
so then, yeah, like the eyebrows, I didn't even realize that they were that thin until people started pointing it out in pictures that we take. But it's just an exposure thing.
Yeah.
But I don't even think your eyebrows are that thin.
Oh, that's actually one of my favorite things about Taika.
That he has thicker eyebrows?
Well, he has thicker eyebrows.
Who called you out on your eyebrows before?
No, just ever since I was a kid. No one even called me out.
Oh, so you just picked it up on your own?
Because I don't think anyone has ever called any of my stuff out. Because I don't know if that's a guy thing to do, unless you have big fucking ears or like, you know, something that like really sticks out, like you're cross-eyed or something. So I don't think like guys really focus. I think guys are, it actually hurt guys more if it's a capability.
Mm.
Like if we played basketball and I let the ball slip through my hands 2 times and someone called me Butterfingers, that would kill me. Because it's almost like you're getting critiqued on your capability is more important than your looks.
Yeah, that's some machismo shit.
Yeah, or like you fucking pussy, like you ain't down to fight.
Machismo shit, yep.
Like I'd rather be the ugliest, most downest guy in the world than to be the finest dime piece that is a little pussy. I think that's at least-
That has a little pussy?
No, that's a little pussy.
Oh.
Like, I don't want to fight, but you're so- That's what we call them pretty boys. You know, like pretty boys, they don't want to fight, but they look good and all the girls like them. Oh man,
but they slay the pussy, you know what I mean? The pretty boys slay.
Yeah, but then the other dudes slay them, so that's the problem.
They don't give a fuck. They're not trying to slay no other dick. They're trying to slay pussy.
But they are getting slayed.
Okay.
Yeah. But
pretty boys out there, do you give a fuck?
Well, I'll speak for all the pretty boys. We don't. Yeah. So, I think just me as a artist critiquing this canvas.
Yeah.
These are just things that I just realized as growing up.
Wow.
But when I see Taika, one thing I loved about his eyebrows is I don't think I have the best.
Wild.
I don't think I have the best eyebrows. I think you have amazing eyebrows. And it was cool to see him have both mine and yours. And they're really cool.
So it's your shape with my thickness?
They're actually like the shape is actual perfect blend of yours and mine.
Okay.
Because it has like the curve, like almost like it's plucked and shaped. But then it's still kind of wide like mine. And then the thickness is like a perfect blend between ours.
Mm.
So I thought you did really cool eyebrows.
I know what I would change.
What?
Maybe my hands. I feel like my hands are too big.
What?
But even I know, but even then I don't really care too much.
The bigger the hands, the better.
For what?
Everything.
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
Well, they don't, for me, I just like dainty things. So because my hands are so big, dainty things get lost in my hands.
If I had bigger hands, it'd be awesome too.
I think your hands are just a barely like,
yeah, they're just a little bit.
Barely. Yeah.
But have you seen Kevin Durant's hands? They're one of the reasons.
I don't want to be compared to a guy.
No, but one of the reasons why he's such a great basketball player is because his hands are literally like an inch longer than the rest of the basketball players.
So fine, they have some physical advantages.
Yeah.
But in terms of the aesthetic part of it, that's probably one thing. What else? I don't really care about my thumbs too much. I never really, what else would I, maybe my hair, because I do have a lot more white hair than I guess the average person. We just have a lot of white hair in my family.
So if there's a way that like you can pre-treat it. Yeah,
take that shit out.
Yeah.
Or make it all white all at once. Like, let me have that so it all grows in at the same time instead of just like patches of it.
Yeah. What do you think about all this like custom like genetic sequencing now that we're coming up on the verge of, you know?
I don't like it.
Like we're coming on the up on the verge of like us being able to kind of pick and choose what Taika could have been.
I don't like it. Okay, I like and I don't like it. So I don't like it for the aesthetic part of it. I don't want that. I want whatever child I have to come out the way they were meant to come out, whatever the universe,
the dice of the universe.
Exactly. depending on what your position is on religion or how, what you think, if it's predisposition or it just kind of happened. I would want to change if it was like an illness.
Oh,
like,
I see.
Like some sort of thing that's going to fuck with their quality of life.
Like if they're stubborn, like their mom or something. No. Then you could take that out.
No, being stubborn is could be a good thing too.
True.
So, yeah, but if it's going to like, if it's something that's you see, even then though, I don't like playing God. I don't like messing with things that just need to happen, you know? I mean, and this is also,
what's the difference between that and like plastic surgery? Isn't that kind of playing God a little bit?
Well, a little bit, because one, it's like you've altered it to the point where there was no one else could decide. Like that person that's being affected, they didn't have a choice.
Oh, someone's deciding for them.
Yeah, someone already picked it for them. And someone that might not be in the best state, you know?
Yeah.
Or they might not have the best intentions, or I don't know. Like it's another person deciding that future for that person. And I'm just like, oh, that sucks. Whereas for me, because I got plastic surgery, I lived with myself long enough to be like, oh, well, this is what I want for me or whatever. You know, it wasn't my mom. Like she pierced my ears when I was a young kid. What if I didn't want my ears pierced? You know, like, but that's just a Mexican thing. Like little girls get their ears pierced when they're like babies. But it's like, what if I never wanted that? I didn't get to choose now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, luckily they're just fucking piercings, but I'm saying like, if I got, she gave me blue eyes and now like fucking ultra bright lights hurt my eyes because my mom wanted a kid with blue eyes, you know?
Yeah.
But like, man, that fucking sucks. I wish I knew what I was supposed to look like.
Oh, I see.
Like I never got that opportunity. So for me, I wouldn't want to do that. Like I love that. When I had Taika, I'm like, what is he going to look like? What is he going to look like? You, like me, like this little stranger I created and I didn't get to see what I made.
Yeah. I was not happy with the way he looked like when he came out.
Really?
When he came out, I was like, this guy's ugly. I'm like, damn. I'm like, it must be my fault because mom's beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, it was for sure your fault.
But then he started getting cuter and cuter and cuter. And I'm like, oh, this guy's so cute.
He can start going back to ugly. Some kids are so cute.
Some kids are cute as hell and they get freaking ugly.
They get weird looking.
Yeah. But man, when he smiles and he has his little round eyes, so cute. I love him.
Yeah, he smizes. But would you do it?
What?
Pick your kid's stuff.
Ooh, that's tough. It's so like case by case, you know? It's really hard. Like, I don't think I would.
Because imagine.
I don't think I would.
Imagine if your mom, right? Like, your mom finds out she's pregnant. No. It happens even before then. So your mom has all these allergies and all these like medical things that is wrong with her, right? Let's say.
Yeah, I'm talking about just aesthetics wise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because like the medical stuff I get. If there's.
But that's what I was going to say. Because like, let's say she's allergic to everything. Her quality of life sucks because of all her medical issues, right? Not saying she has medical issues, but I'm just for this example. And then she goes, oh, I don't want my son to be flat-footed. I don't want my son to have asthma. I don't want my son to have any sort of allergies. You wouldn't be the Bart that you are today that's so fucking tenacious.
I might have been in the NBA.
No, I don't think so because you just didn't work through any fucking trials or tribulations. Like you didn't work through anything. You didn't earn anything.
Maybe I might have worked fine other ways.
Okay, well, fine. That's also a point. That's a good point. That might happen. All right, well, fuck what I said.
I don't know if flat feet prevented my mom from giving me 3 times the extra homework that teacher gave me.
But, okay, well, I don't know. Fine. Whatever. But,
yeah, like I think when it comes to like medical part of it and biological part of it, I think every parent wants the healthiest kid possible.
Yeah.
Right? Like everyone during the labor and delivery process, everyone just says, I want a healthy baby.
Yeah, that's about all.
So I think if everybody could, they would take allergies,
right,
any of that stuff out. That'd be freaking awesome. But then when it comes to the aesthetic part, that's the part where like, because it's not as a necessity, but then people also have different traumas. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like there might be a 2 5-foot couple that are like, it'd be awesome if our kid was like 6'5" or something, you know? So I don't know. I really don't know. And I don't know what the consequences of that are. Like if there are any, you know,
because imagine back in the day when there was all this fucking racism happening all the time. And then you had that option. Ooh. Everyone would create fucking blonde hair, blue eyed kids.
Yeah, that's true.
And then we would have no variation.
Yeah.
That would be fucked up.
That's true. I think that is the argument where when it comes to like science and being able to pick and choose, since we don't have full context, we're making choices based off very limited scope. Mm-hmm. We're not looking in terms of limited scope of not just geography, but also time too.
Right. Which right. Because we don't even know like what's happening, what's going to happen to this planet. And maybe like, I don't know, maybe your eyes and your skin type are going to be the ones that can, like, I don't know,
better adapted.
Yeah, withstand all of that stuff.
Because that is what evolution and natural selection is. And that's the beauty of it, where you want to have constant mutation, constant variation. Because as the world changes, different things are just better adapted. And when you look at humankind of like society, we're actually looking at a very short few hundred years. So which it's nothing. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, I just read this thing and it fucking blew my mind. And this is so fucking off the grid, so bear with me. But they said, okay, so you know how we have Adam and Eve, right? This is if you believe in the Bible.
I love the sex toys from them. So good.
No. The biblical.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Adam and Eve. But they're saying, imagine that humans once lived on Mars. So we lived on Mars. Everything got so fucked up. We fucked up so bad on Mars that we sent these two people to procreate, or these two babies, we sent them off to
Earth.
Or not even babies, but just these two people. Yeah, we sent them off to Earth and now they started populating. But the meteor that destroyed the dinosaurs is the transportation that brought Adam and Eve to Earth.
Wow.
And I was like, God damn it. That fucked me up.
Damn, that's fucking deep.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah. Because you know what they say, like the people that studied like the dinosaur period, that climate, like it's impossible to have dinosaurs and humans exist at the same time because it's just way off. I think oxygen levels are off. Temperature is way off. I think it was like way hotter. The humidity was way off. So the habitat that was good for dinosaurs is not good for humans at all. So we just couldn't even coexist really. And so that actually makes sense. Where like the meteor came, boom, instant cloud, coats the entire atmosphere, changes everything, changing the ecosystem. Dinosaurs like, well, what the fuck? What's up with all this shade? I can't breathe. All pass away. The humans that were originally like, oh, it's hot as fuck. It's like, oh, it's kind of cooling down. And then, man, it's crazy.
I know. All this alien talk is really fucking me up.
That is crazy.
Because it's becoming more and more. Or maybe because I clicked on the wrong thing one time, all my feed now is just fucking alien, extraterrestrial shit.
Yeah, and I wonder if we actually will ever figure out the truth.
I feel like we're
getting closer and closer. Like the truth of like, you know, I think some religions have very similar origin stories, but like I wonder if we're ever going to figure out like, where did we come from? Have we always been on Earth? Where are we going? What actually happened to the dinosaurs? Like why is there only one planet with living things in the solar system? Like, I wonder if we're ever really going to figure out the truth or know beyond the knowledge that we know now.
I know that whole topic just fucking melts my brain. Cause then it's like, then you think about the universe. And then you see like our solar system, and it's this tiny dust speck amongst all these other fucking galaxies. And within each galaxy, there's, I don't know, another 100 fucking planets. And that just gets repeated like a billion times. And you're just like, what am I even?
Yeah. And then it's like, what's the point?
I know, I hate it.
That's the thing that everyone is always asking, right? Like, what is the point?
And I think more so now than ever, because we've been on lockdown and we've been so isolated and we're all stuck and zoned in on our fucking devices.
Super happy to be working with our next sponsor, Skillshare. I've talked about them many, many, many times, and I'm just here to remind you that Skillshare is an online learning community that offers membership with meaning. So right now, we've all been on lockdown, we've all been working from home, and we have more time than we know what to do with it. So why not sharpen those skills and learn what it is that you've been wanting to learn? Finally, I think the time is now. Really, it is. For me, for example, when we first moved into our house, I have no idea what to do with interior design. So guess what? I went on Skillshare.com and I took an interior design course. There's many different levels. There's, you know, it's room specific. It's house specific. It's so specific. Honestly, it really is. There's something for everyone there. If you just want to be more creative and exercise that muscle a little bit more, there's even entrepreneurship classes and business classes there. You can learn how to creatively write. Like, I've recently started taking an iPhone course because I just want to sharpen my iPhone photography skills more, because that's just what I bring with me. Like, how many people bring an additional camera? Not most of us. Like, usually our camera to capture our life moments is connected to our phone. So why not maximize that? And that's exactly what I'm doing now with their iPhone photography course. So for everyone listening right now, remember, it's time to explore your creativity at Skillshare.com. And if you go to Skillshare.com/bill, you're going to get a free trial of premium membership. Again, that's Skillshare.com/bill, B-E-A-W.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think there's a point?
Of life?
Yeah, of anything.
Okay, so the thing that's really comforting for me is the fact that I see all of us as energy, right? We're all an energy. Yes, we have bone, meat, fucking skin, whatever, but we're all made up of atoms and just different energy, right? So then can you kill off energy? Like, does energy just die? And if we've looked at scientific studies, when they study how like atoms appear and disappear, and when they disappear, where do they go? And then they come back. You know, it's like, is that like a tiny glimpse into what humans are? Like, once we die, I mean, our body dies, but then we're on to the next thing wherever we have to go next in our in our path. You know, so that's kind of comforting for me. And then I started hearing about people's DMT trips and shit, and how like when they die, they saw themselves going through like the fucking galaxies and all this shit. And I'm like, oh, wow. Like, this fucking stoner theory that I had about us just being energy is kind of getting validated a little bit by these other fucking, I don't know, DMT heads. And then like, I'm like, whoa, fuck, that's tight. So then the band or the group, the musical group Nerd, they were onto something, because no one ever really dies.
Oh, that's what it stands for?
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's tight.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, and that's just what I tell myself, because the thought of me dying one day, and I've only experienced this thought this year, the fact that I'm going to die and I don't know how freaks me the fuck out when I really think about it, you know, because I can have a completely gruesome, violent death. Like, we're all going to die.
Yeah. I mean, I do think the part that is crazy is like the concept of self, you know, like, because we're all biological vessels, right? So even if you've played with like a fish, for example, when the fish is dead, it lost its sense of self, right? It doesn't go, I need to fuck fishes. I need to find food to eat. I need to protect my young. Like, its sense of self is also gone. But the biological vessel still technically works. So like, if you attach electrodes to like certain parts of the spine, the tail will move. To like certain parts of the other spine, the fins are breathing. Like, the gills are breathing. The eyes can move around. Same thing with humans, right? You could take like a cadaver and do certain electrodes and its muscles are flexing. Like, we're just biological machines, but we still haven't figured out how this biological machine is connected to the intangible mind. Right? To the intangible mind and the concept of self. This is what I like.
Yeah.
Why does this machine like this, like cheesecake or whatever? So that's like, so that part is just crazy. And I think that part, it fits in the narrative of like, we're just energy. So there is this energy that just occupies this biological vessel for now. And then it flies off somewhere else and occupies another biological vessel. But that part, as a kid, has always stripped me out. I always go like, damn, that's crazy. Because like, you know, even when your dog passes away, the minute the life leaves the eyes of that animal, it's like, it's no longer that. Because it's that sense of self that made like that dog. And now you're just kind of just, it almost feels like you're just petting like a fur rug.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. That's, I think I've always felt this way. Like, I've always had this idea of like nerd, you know, like I'd never felt like I would really die. Like, yes, I'm going to be gone from here. just that thought is so wild. I think now, cause I'm a mom and I'm like, oh, who's going to take care of my baby?
I go, he's fine.
Fine. Difference between moms and dads.
Yeah.
But yeah, I never felt like that's it. Like, we're done, you know? So right now I called it energy, but back when I was younger, I'm like, oh fuck, we're the aliens and we're just here to study some shit. Yeah. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate this conversation because it's like you're talking yourself into this black hole where it's like you don't know shit until it happens to you.
And I think that's why I love nature. Because, you know, like, I think for us as beings, we're trying to seek control all the time, right? Like, even squirrels, something as small as squirrels, wintertime's coming, I gotta get all my nuts. And you see them stuff their freaking cheeks full of nuts and they go bury it and they got to control things. Like, every being is trying to control.
Well, they're trying to survive.
Exactly. Their survival, their outcome. They want to, there's that. But if you look at nature, like waves crashing against a cliff, just is. It's just smashing into the cliff.
But that's just based on the knowledge that you understand.
Yeah. But over time, you smash the cliff, turned into rocks, eventually turned into sand, and you go, but
circle
why?
Circle of life.
Yeah, and you go, but why? Who knows? And who gives a shit? So that's
it's ultimately one of those things.
So when you look at nature, what the part that's kind of cool to me is we're always searching, what's the point? What's the point? And I'm like, what if there is no point? You know, like, you know, like the balls on strings, and you go one side, right? You let go of it and it goes, and then you're like, what's the point? I don't know. It's just chain reaction. Maybe there's no point. And then maybe the whole point of trying to find a point is what's not allowing us to smell the roses.
Yeah. That's deep too.
Yeah.
That's deep too. Yeah. That's the only thing that's comforting, right? Just knowing, or at least for me, going, well, nerd, baby. Like, I'm just an energy. And once I leave my body, then on to my next mission, whatever that may be. And maybe we are the aliens because nothing else is like us at all. Like, you can see like some sort of connection with other species where you're like, oh, okay, I see how that happened.
We're kind of like monkeys or primates.
Are we? Are we kind of like monkeys?
We're very close to like chimpanzees and other apes.
Oh, so then we're not aliens. All right, well, then there goes that theory. I'm done.
But I mean, we're also very different. But
What the fuck? We're back.
we're very close to them though.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's a fucking crazy question to ask. But then when I feel my mind slipping into that, I hate it. Because I'm like, who the fuck cares? Worry about what's happening right now.
That's the fucking shit.
That is the shit. I need to get on that.
Give me a fucking PS5 on this motherfucker.
Yeah, let's just fucking live it up. Yeah. You know, like let's just do what George Lopez says about Mexican people. Like, hey, we're not trying to live forever. We're just trying to have a good time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, I feel that. Ooh, I feel like I'm a sneeze.
That's all that matters, right? Is having a good time.
But is it?
I think so.
You know what I mean? We can go fucking in circles all day.
I don't like going in circles.
Yeah, me neither. So yeah, I think just fucking, I don't know, just do what your little heart desires. If it doesn't hurt anybody, do it. Be a good, decent human being. Have a good old time. Party. Stay weird.
So you're from Austin now?
Austin. Oh, because what is it? It's something about weird. Keep it weird.
Keep Austin weird.
Oh, no. I just said stay weird. I didn't say keep Austin weird. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. But damn. Anything else you want to add?
Nope.
Nice. I love when I ask you and you just completely just go, nope.
Never have anything to ask that.
You give me no lifelines.
Nope.
All right. So thank you guys so much for listening. I hope we didn't mush your brain up too much with all of this hypothetical, what happens to us after we die.
We weren't high. I know we had high talks, but both of us were very sober.
Yeah, too sober. So I do want to say thank you to our sponsor, Green Chef. Make sure to go to greenchef.com/bail80 and use code bail80 to get $80 off, including free shipping.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. So go to greenchef.com/bail80 and use code bail80, which is BEAW80, to get $80 off, including free shipping.
Yeah, and I'm also always very appreciative of all these sponsors because it's because of these sponsors that this podcast is viable. And I think that's super duper cool. So shout outs to all the sponsors this year that have sponsored this podcast. You guys are freaking awesome. You made this possible. And last but not least, don't forget to check out barbellbrigade.com. We have a full line of products and supplements to help you meet your fitness goals, from hoodies, tees, our new amphibious shorts dropping next year, to lifting gear like knee sleeves, to full line of supplements. Go check that out, barbellbrigade.com.